Over 700,000 units of illegal medicines were seized in the first 6 months of the year. The Health Products Regulatory Authority, or HPRA, said the most commonly seized illegal products were steroids. The fines also suggest that there's been a significant rise in the illegal use of weight loss products containing semaglutide. Gráinne Power is head of compliance with the HPRA. Just to be clear about this, first of all, when you say illegal medicines, are we talking about counterfeit versions of well-known products or about legitimate products being in the wrong hands?
Well, probably a bit of both, Rachel. I mean, what we're seeing, and, you know, really concerning numbers again today, you know, we continue to be really anxious that the public understand that buying prescription medicines online, it's a dangerous business. You don't know what you're getting, therefore you don't know what you're taking, and you're potentially putting your health at risk.
Can you give us an overview then of what you found? Mm. Again, steroids top of the list.
Yeah, steroids top of the list. I mean, you know, large numbers this year, like an increase on last year, and a million units we have been detained by Revenue Customs and ourselves between 2018 and today. So, you know, a really concerning group of products. You know, they have a very specialist use in genuine medicine, specialist prescribing if they ever are. And so these medicines really are indicative of products, really strong, potent substances around the country or that are being used for body image, you know, mm-hmm. generally by young men, you know, generally trying to look a particular way and probably not conscious of the risks they're placing on their systems.
Aside from the steroids, looking at some of the other categories, I mean, the reason people are tempted to buy drugs in this way over mm-hmm. the internet, is it because the legitimate product can be hard to access or because the black market is cheaper?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's probably a range of reasons why people might go to online purchasing, you know, embarrassment, availability, convenience, price. But, you know, the semaglutide example is a really good example. You know, I suppose at the HPRA, we really understand and are kind of empathise with the anxiety that individuals who have been prescribed this medicine by their doctor or they're under supervision and they've been prescribed it for diabetes or a weight management programme, you know, we understand the anxiety of getting a medicine that, you know, that is in short supply, that everybody wants.
Mm-hmm. And this is it. We've heard again and again from people who say that a product like Ozempic, that it has changed their life.
Yes, for sure. But one thing is for sure that even with a prescription, going online and getting it, you know, you just don't know what you're getting because it's a product in high demand. It is at increased risk of falsification. You know, there have been examples of it within the European community, in recent times. So we really would caution anybody who has got a prescription for their doctor, stay with your doctor and your local pharmacist. They know what they're doing and they'll get the product for you. But the other aspect that we're seeing is the product being advertised, not legitimately, but being advertised to the general, you know, for aesthetic purposes, if you like. Mm-hmm. And so without prescription, without medical supervision. And, you know, this is a substance, again, a really powerful substance and in the right hands, you know, making a difference to people. But, you know, using it, it's for long-term use. It does have known side effects and it needs to be medically supervised. So, you know, prescribing your own course of semaglutide from an online source is really unwise.
Gráinne, thank you for being with us this lunchtime. That was Gráinne Power there of the HPRA.